It's a very different mood. Good afternoon. You are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra, and we are going to talk about the astrological weather of this week and listen to some music that helps us understand and perceive and feel and experience the astro weather in not just a cerebral sort of way. It's such an intense day. We have, So Mars is the planet of aggression and fire and passion and warfare and intensity. It has an erotic component. It has defense, offense. It's the intemperate planet of heat, and it can become too much very easily. It's in Aries, which is one of its two homes. Everybody except for the sun and the moon, planetary-wise, rule more than one sign. And Mars rules Scorpio, and it rules Aries. So we have a yang and a yin for each of the planets. And so we're dealing with Mars's yang, fire sign of cardinal fire Aries. I just picture like the primary red crayon, just like coloring, you know, with your fist. Like that's kind of the Mars-y energy. And Mars is very happy to be in Aries. And what that means is that he's able to achieve his goals, which I just listed some of what could potentially be his goals. But also Mars is very direct. You know, it's the ignition of energy. It's the nothing and then the everything. And so this week we have it square Jupiter. And what this means, Jupiter is a benevolent planet. It's helpful to us, to our concerns. It helps us find coherent narratives. It helps us with luck and timing and opportunity and all of that. It's currently in Cancer, where it likes to be, but one of its jobs is that it increases. You know, so if it's in a square, like it's not a terrible square inherently, in that it's, you know, squares tend to be hard, but that Jupiter is a part of it. But what is Jupiter amplifying? Oh, that would be the Mars in Aries. So Mars in Aries isn't really super concerned about people's feelings. If it feels at all threatened or in any way, shape or form pressurized, it's going to snap. It's going to bite. And so today there's a square between these two planets. And what makes this even more heated and intense is that right now on the United States' natal chart, the Sibley chart, which a lot of people work with, there's another one too, but that's the Sag rising chart. Either way, it's right on the U.S. sun. And so say what you will about the United States. It's a real intense time. And there's some questionable things that are going on. And this is an amplification of said. So that's on the collective, on the personal. You know, I personally felt it real intensely last night and barely could contain it. You know, that's how intense it was. I was a little worried about today, but seems like it all happened yesterday in response to my Zoom problems. So what we're going to do today is we're going to listen to some music, as always, and we're in Taurus season still, like we were last week. So we're still going to do, we're going to honor some Taurians, but we're also just going to play some music, and I'll tell you why as we go. We're going to start out with a song that the purpose is to just get in the Taurian mood, because we're going to go there as far as the intensity of the transits, but also I always want to play the music that's going to make us just feel good.
Thank you.
That was Sweet Thing by Shuggie Otis, who's somebody who used to play around here. I used to see him when I first moved here in the 90s. And he's actually a Sag, but he does have Venus in Scorpio, which makes his polarity point Taurus. And Sweet Thing is an homage to Venus, and this is a Venus-ruled month. Venus has now entered Gemini. It scooted along with Uranus as Uranus was going into Gemini, so Venus is much further into Gemini. And today it's opposite the Sag moon, and those are bisecting the nodes, the Virgo Pisces nodes. And the shorthand for all that astro jargon is that it's a very, even though it's Taurus season, thank goodness, it's a very mutable time. A lot of wiggly, changeable, kind of like jello before it's settled sort of energy. So do what you need to do to feel okay and ground and take advantage of Taurus season and immerse yourself in the perspective of the animal body and what that might need. Next, we're going to listen to one of my very favorite Tauruses who we didn't listen to at all last time.
Thrown like a star in my vast deep, I opened my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea. Songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy sang. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy sang. Hurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy-gurdy sang. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love.
The wonderful, great, and powerful Donovan, who I was lucky enough to see in San Francisco a long time ago. He's amazing, and that's not the last we will hear of him in this show. I think he has a Virgo moon, Taurus with a Virgo moon. So just beautifully British, charming, regal. One of the favorite things that I learned recently is when I watched that Becoming Led Zeppelin video is that I might have said this before in the show, but it's worth repeating if I haven't, is that Jimmy Page had spent a bunch of time hanging out with Donovan and playing music with him, and he was a contender to be the lead singer of Led Zeppelin, which would have been a very different band. As much as I love Donovan, that was not the right match, but fun to kind of imagine those two British princes interacting and, you know, playing incredible music. So now we're going to listen to a song that is a tip of the hat to the fact that this could be a real moody week. We stopped that one a little prematurely because we were feeling moody, and that's by Royal Otis. Now we're going to listen to another song from a tourist that we listened to last time, but there's just way too much good stuff to have stopped where we stopped.
Just a little
So good. So that one serves several functions for this show. One, because David Byrne is a Taurus, but also speaking to a different facet of Aries. Aries is the infant of the zodiac, and Gemini is like the puer, forever Peter Pan adolescent. So now we have Neptune in Aries speaking with Uranus in Gemini. So this is this incredible like youth. So yeah, we're going to keep the baby up all night with that combination. Now we're going to go back to the other Taurus of our show. Deep spicy cut from Donovan called Wild Witch Lady. Now we're going to move on kind of in the same vein back to the other Taurus that we love so much. This is a real burning down the house kind of week. Hopefully nobody actually does that, but that's kind of the vibe. House being metaphorical for whatever that you need. So be careful this week because it is very confrontational. It's very inclined to conflagrations, personal, collective. Really hoping that the world manages to keep it together, particularly the U.S. this week. And we're just going to keep blowing off steam over here. So the next song is, I never knew about it. It's a combo of Donovan and David Lynch, two of my favorite Davids. Earth signs, we have David Lynch coming in at 29 degrees Capricorn, and Donovan is a Taurus, as we know. So we're going to listen to it just because how could we not?
Yon wheeling of great stars hath cast a silver web around my heart. Upon an elfin sea, in a ship of filigree, and look upon her prow, a sign upon her brow. She guides us on our way, when hearts they go astray. Lorelei, Lorelei, who will dry your pretty eyes? Lorelei, as you fly around those starry skies. Lorelei, why, oh why oh why, oh Lorelei.
Yeah, I am.
Stars, they cast a spell on me as I wander through the stars. Linda, love and me, I don't know how I got here, but I know where I go as I wander. All I know, Lorelei. Who will dry your pretty eyes as you fly, Lorelei, around these starry skies? Lorelei, 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 oh why,
That was a really interesting combination of Donovan and David Lynch. And I feel like Neptune in Aries really has a very shamanic quality to it. So that song, as well as, well, Let's Take Care of Business. Then the next one that we listen to will be also Neptune in Aries. But in the meantime.
Cows thanks Cloverdale Connect for their support. Cloverdale Connect delivers their free paper every month to homes, businesses, and post office boxes in the greater Cloverdale area. They are also available online at cloverdaleconnect.com.
Cows Thanks Open Door Insurance Services, a family-owned and operated business providing solutions based on product knowledge and expertise in personal, business, specialty, and nonprofit insurance. You can reach them at 707-874-2666 or on their website at opendoorins.com.
All right, as I was saying, we're going to do another Neptune in Aries exploration. Whoops, I keep doing this where I don't have the thing turned up. I want you to hear the whole thing. Take it from the top.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been.
Road to Nowhere, Road to Everywhere. It's all Neptune. It's all Neptune in the end. The singularity at the end of time will be God / Neptune swallowing us all back up into the origin point. But in the meantime, let's just keep moving big energy. By the Black Keys. Isn't music just the best? So we're in Taurus season, but with Mars in Aries and Saturn in Aries and Neptune in Aries and Chiron in Aries, we're still kind of in Aries season. And it's going to last for a while. It's going to keep moving through other seasons. So there's just this kind of root of Aries. We all have Aries in our chart. We all have it ruling one house at least, if not, you know, more dramatic. So we can all relate to the frequency of Aries. It just depends on where we need to apply it. And Aries needs goals. Aries does not do well if it doesn't have a goal. So man on a mission, find your mission. What are you here for? You know, there's probably a lot of answers to that question, and it changes as we move through time. But I assure you, you have an assignment and a mission now.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See how
One of the things that's so cool about music is that it's like smell, where you listen and it bypasses rational thought and you just get taken to times when a song was really strong. That was Taurus Adele. She was Rolling in the Deep. And we are with her. And now we're going to listen to a song called Gild the Lily. So an homage to the beautiful nature of Taurus season once again.
Tree, I saw a miracle flying high. I tuned into the song that she was singing. The melody was an honest friend, and it felt like I was learning to fly. But I fear I'll never know the feeling. It must be nice to just be heard. Sound a bit absurd. I'd sing along with the birds. I'd sing along if I only knew the words. I'd sing along with the birds if I only knew the words. Particular way. You can't stand to see your own reflection. So toss a penny and close your eyes and try to think of something to say. And don't waste your wishes on perfection. It must be nice to just be heard. And it might sound I'd sing along if I only knew the words. I'd sing
resurrect the flowers of May. You can't know who you love until you miss some. It must be nice to just be heard, and it might sound a bit absurd.
Gild the Lily by the very talented Billy Strings. Well, we're getting down to it. So we're in Taurus season, which means it's Venus ruled. Venus is in Gemini. And so we're going to listen to this song by Taurus Ella Fitzgerald and her Geminian partner in the song, Louis Armstrong.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to
Gemini style. We're gonna listen to it twice, apparently.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dance cheek to cheek, yes, heaven, I'm in heaven. The kids that hung around me through the week seems to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we out together, dancing cheek to cheek, oh, I'd love to climb to mountain, reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Now, mama, dance with me. I want my arms about you, the charms about you will carry me through. Yes, heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we out together, dance cheek to cheek. Take it, Ella, swing it.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. Seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together, dancing dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week.
You've been listening to Bellatrix Beats. I am Petra Tauchert, a consulting astrologer and teacher, and you can find me at PetraTauchertAstrology.com or on Substack, where I publish weekly forecasts.
Dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek.